This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Elegy for Morris. December's hot pink ruffle in mauve skies. You'd not have seen Cerise at the hospice on incremental morphine, tubed alert, the hurt in you sedated. What was it still burnt in as a rational regret? For terminal means letting it all go. Your name, Morris, and your glitzy mobile now turned off. You, the hot pink gossip leak to underground networks. You made it shine the bar you personalized, your smoky drawl and urban cowboy brokering camp speak. You on your sequined cushion at the bar, the style avatar, and I see you still gesturing confidential undertones, batting your hand. A solo survivor, your diamante brooch, a glam pace star, the look so invincibly a cool kill, you through performing shapes just sitting there watching arrivals, gin in easy reach, a fizzed up quintuple Bombay sapphire, refreshed with squirts of tonic. You could teach the drink intelligence, give liquid brain to frosted tumblers pushed to overreach. Your kindness got to me. You gave me sense, Tom Ford's black orchid and white patchouli. We're just by your present sympathy to soft emotions, collecting outlaws for healing tips. You got me up when down. Your attitude was an academy. You've gone the way we all do through pathways we never navigate until we die. You're there before me, the pink Soho sky inviting your blue woolen hat. So go before your old's the best thing. I look up into this cold, amazing raspberry glow.
Hello there, it's Morris.
I don't want you to come to tea today. Thank you very much, but it will come next week.
Yes, I did have the message from Aubrey.
That's right.
Are you well?
Quite all right, thank you.
Lovely. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes.
Bless you. Bye-bye. This is Audiorama Limited on Slough 42242. There now follows a recording of the hideous noise that one hears when telephoning your number. Please have it repaired. There is something radically the matter with your answering machine. Thank you very much.
This is RS Components in Corby. Your order, message or inquiry will be recorded and receive our attention on Monday morning. Could you please leave your delivery point code, your trading title and town, or alternatively, your trading title and your full address? Could you also quote your own name, your telephone number and your order reference? Please leave your message after the tone. Thank you for calling.
Could I speak to Mr. John Watson, please?
Who's speaking?
It's Seddon.
Just one moment.
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you, Mr. Watson?
I'm very well, sir.
Jolly good?
Yeah.
Tell me, I just thought I'd inquire to find out how the seasoning is going forward.
Well, he's still up in the wood drying.
Still up in the wood drying?
Yeah. He's up on some blocks.
I see. And that's where... Is that where he stays for all his seasoning?
Yes, sir, he stays till I fetch him in now in the spring, you know.
Oh, I see. So he doesn't need to come indoors at all?
Oh, no, he's split.
Oh, I see.
Can't season indoors.
Oh, I see. I thought you seasoned the last lot in your shed, or am I wrong?
Put him in the shed before you come, but he'd been seasoned out.
Oh, I see. And that season's okay?
Oh, it's the only way you can do it.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I'm an ignoramus. I don't know anything about these things. Anyway, I'm glad to tell you that the last lot is doing its stuff well. One propeller's been made and works well when we have a wind.
Yeah.
We haven't had a wind up here for some little time now, but we had very considerable winds not so very long ago.
Yeah, we had too much, I think, didn't you?
Well, absolutely. Did you have great gales, too?
No, we didn't cop it.
You didn't?
No, nothing to hurt at all. Oh, it blew a few trees down here and there, you know, but nothing to hurt, like...
Really?
No, nothing indeed. Very... I'll tell you what did more damage here. We had some heavy snow one day. Well, it wasn't much snow, really, but it hung on the trees. Well, it broke any amount of that, did.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, the weight, you know. Fetched the boughs out of the oak and something.
How long ago was this?
Oh, back here, a month ago now, I suppose.
And what kind of tree suffered most?
Well, oak seemed to be in a bad state.
Oak?
Taking the boughs off them, you know.
Your sessile oaks?
Yeah.
That's a pity. They're rather nice trees.
Oh, yeah. It hasn't killed them. Like, it's only just bowed and took a few out of them.
Yeah.
It hasn't brought many down. There's only one I seen down.
Yes, I see.
The river up here above us.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, you've been spared the gales. That's something.
Oh, yeah. You copped it down your country, didn't you?
Oh, my God, we did. I've only got one walnut tree, and it was blown down to 45 degrees.
That spoiled him, then.
Now, tell me something. I've had it tied by means of a cord onto another tree to stop it falling any further. Is there any likelihood that that tree will recover?
Well, it's possible, according to how much his roots is damaged.
It's literally at 45 degrees.
Yeah, well, if he's got roots in the ground, he'll still live, like.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, ought one to try and haul it straight against the other tree with a cord, or is it better to leave it at 45 degrees?
Yeah, you'll break the other side if you pull him back up.
But you leave it as it is?
Yeah.
I see, and that means that for the rest of its days, it's got to have a cord round it.
Yeah, when he blew over, you see, the soil underneath him fell out of the roots onto the ground.
Aha.
If you were to pull him back up, it'll be a cantilever, if you know what I mean, and break the roots the other side.
Oh, I see. Now, is it best to lop the top off the tree to reduce the weight in view of the angle it's at, or is it better to leave the tree complete?
Oh, I'd take some off him.
Take some off him?
Well, it'd be much lighter.
Yes. I see. What percentage of the tree would you take off?
Well, you see, you could take a third off, really.
Take a third.
And you wouldn't hurt him.
No, I see. Well, then I'd have it taken down as far as the securing rope, and that'll lighten it.
Oh, immensely.
Yes. You're familiar with walnut trees?
Not really. I have felt some in the past, but you don't see many like there's not many about.
No, that's true.
No, you get some. You get a few chestnut.
Yes.
You don't get many walnut. Walnut's a very white bark on a walnut, isn't it?
I think it is. Yes. It produces the most lovely walnuts in October, September, October.
It fruits as well, does it?
Oh, no, lovely.
Oh.
Delicious.
Yes, I would down with you. It wouldn't happen here.
No, I suppose you're too high up there.
Yep, the old conker trees, we call them, do well here, you know, the old horse chestnuts.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, they do quite well about here.
I've got two of those, and they do well here, too.
Yeah, there's several of them about you, if you look round, like.
Really?
They're very sought after for veneer.
Oh, are they?
For wood and walnut is.
Oh, I see. Horse chestnut is sought after for veneer.
Yeah, for the wood furniture-making game.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, so it's a very good veneer.
Horse chestnut.
Yeah, or walnut or anything like that.
I see. Horse chestnut in preference to the edible chestnut.
Well, it doesn't make much difference, I don't think.
Either will do.
Yeah, and walnut. They're much the same once you've got the bark off them, actually.
Is that so?
Yeah, they're very hard wood.
Oh, that's interesting.
They can, you know, take it very thinly.
Well, as you know, I'm a herbalist, as Dr. Hans Lichtenstein says to me, you and your non-medicine. And I'll tell you something, that in Germany, the horse chestnut is highly, highly esteemed medicinally.
Oh, very likely, yeah.
In England, it is unknown medicinally.
What is it? No.
Quite unknown.
Yeah.
So I personally harvest those horse chestnuts and use them in my herbalism.
Oh, yes, they're quite all right.
Oh, they're very good for the circulation.
Yeah.
Ideal for varicose veins and hemorrhoids and all sorts of things of that sort.
Have you heard from Lichtenstein lately?
No, I don't normally hear from him, except that, you know, we go and have a long chat and have lunch together whenever I go down there, but we don't normally communicate in the intermediate time.
Oh, he's in India, I think, at the moment.
Oh, is he? Yes, he was going there with his wife for some quite a long period, I think.
Oh, he's been gone some while now.
How long is he staying away, do you know?
Hmm?
How long is he staying there?
12 months, I think. He went on the 1st of September, so he won't be back till the end of the summer, is he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yes, he told me about 2 years ago that he was going to do this thing.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Ah. Mm. Oh, well, I hope he enjoys it.
Doctor now, we got.
What?
We got an Irish doctor now.
Oh, yes. Good, bad, indifferent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's all right, I think. Well, I never go to him like myself much.
Oh.
I don't know if I can help it, didn't you?
Well, you keep healthy and look after yourself.
Yeah, Lichtenstein was our doctor, like.
Yes, of course, but what are you going to do when he's not there?
Well, this fellow has took over for him, like.
Irish.
He's not a bad little boy. Higo, his name is. I never talk to his name.
What's it called?
I-G-O. Igo.
I've never met that one before.
Nor me.
Well, the Irish are very charming people. I have no idea whether they're good or bad doctors. I can't tell you.
This fellow seems all right.
They're nice people.
Yeah. He's a very obliging fellow, like.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I've had good experiences with the Irish. I went and appeared on their television there, and they were all very sweet.
Oh, yes, they are.
Nice people. Well, I look forward to seeing you as and when I'm next in Wales. Now, from when will the seasoning be over?
Well, I shall saw him on here in the spring sometime, you know, May time, June time, something like that.
Yes. Well, I mean, with any luck, I should be coming up sometime during the summer, I suppose. I really don't know when.
He'll be ready for you by then, like, you know.
I'll give you a ring and tell you when I'm coming.
It'll be big enough to take 2 out of, like.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
He's a biggish log, like.
Well, if you can get 2, I'd be glad.
He's been down now about 12 months or more, actually, this thing is. He was blown down before we got him up, like.
Oh, really?
Mm. You know, he was tipped over, like.
Does that affect the quality of the wood at all?
Oh, not that he wasn't shook, like. He was, you know, leaning in the others, like.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he come down gently.
Johnny, good.
Oh, they come down to the grass. It doesn't affect him much, really, not a pine.
Oh, really?
But your walnut doesn't spoil him, like.
Well, yes, fortunately he's only gone halfway, as I say.
Yeah, he'd be no good for near nothing if he crashes to the ground, like.
No, I suppose he's too hard.
Yeah, it'll all shatter like ice.
Oh, really?
Mm.
It's as hard as that?
Yeah.
My God.
It's showing up, you know, when you veneer it, you know, the tree won't part, like, but when you cut the slabs off, you can see the cracks in it.
Is that so?
Mm. These old boys, they know straight, they'll tell you he's no good.
That's interesting. Well, all the very best to you.
Yeah, same to you, sir.
Till our next meeting.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is this a convenient moment?
Not really.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you ring me back later when it is?
Well, it won't be tonight, I'm afraid.
Ah.
It won't be tonight. It's of no great consequence. You leave it with me, and when I get an opportunity, I will give you a call. It's, you know, it's a question of just having, I suppose, an outside thought. That's really it. but it really isn't just convenient at the moment.
So, equally, if you'd rather I come across there and talk with you sometime, let me know if you prefer that.
Okay, thank you very much, anyway.
But let me know. I'm really concerned, because what with your broken arm and everything else, did the broken arm have anything to do with this other problem?
No.
Let me know whatever I can do to help you, and if you can unburden yourself to me, it may help. If you need any physical help with moving anything or doing anything, again, I'll gladly help there.
Okay. That's quite a thought. Yes, I can. I might. I was just thinking I might be able to come and see you myself in the morning sometime. Not tomorrow morning, not Tuesday morning, but I could perhaps come one morning.
Yes, do. If you don't mind the pigsty, you're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But give me a ring when you want to come.
Okay.
And if I can do anything at all, I gladly will.
Just leave it like that, then.
All right. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Moved down to out of London, living in London, down to the country fairly recently, and if there's anything to inspire a songwriter, it's the little country village life that I'm now leading. And I'd like to sing you a song that was inspired by my own little village. One, two, three. Our little village is a real show place, full of old world grace and charm. The fact that nobody ever keeps the laws shouldn't really cause alarm. Each yokel who wanders up and down the joint has a slightly pointed head. The reason they wear that rather vacant grin is they're all so interbred. There's a steeple bell that's as rickety as hell and will fall down any minute. There's a wishing well, but it's only fair to tell there's a headless body in it. But such little incidents we always meet in a way discreet and calm. Yes, our little village is a real show place, full of old world grace and charm. Our little village has an open door where the rich and poor can mix. They meet up together on a Friday night and they all get tight as ticks. And folk come to visit us from far and near, in tradition we're so rich. But somehow the visitors get quite a turn every time we burn a witch. Oh, the squire's wife had a most unhappy life when they found her on the sofa. It was misconstrued, but they caught her in the nude playing bingo with the chauffeur. They tarred her and feathered her and threw her out of the house without a qualm. Yes, our little village is a real show place, full of old world grace and charm.
Billy Fury's heart-stopping voice.
dum-dee-dum-dee-doo. So blue.
Friends,
so blue.
All ask me about you.
Mostly the pains, backtrack, flashback. The scar so deep, it's a crater I can't locate like a Mars probe. You carved me up, it's true. Dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-doo. So blue. Billy's voice is the panacea, the healing where the cut resists recuperation. The tone,
friends,
irremediably blue.
All ask me about you.
Dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-doo.
You're gone.
So blue.
And they want to know why.
So blue. In dreams, halfway to paradise, I have them word by word, each note filling a space inside my head that's unconditionally full of you. Dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-doo. So blue. Like Billy Fury's best, the ultimate soft killing downer. I'm lost without you.
Friends, all ask me about you. You're gone, and they want to know why. I've stopped even trying to tell them. I don't wanna be the one to say I'm gonna miss you, but I will, I will. I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby, but I will, I will. I'm not ashamed for you to know how much I really loved you so, 'cause it was such a thrill. And just remember when you're gone, there'll be that someone sad who loves you still. You will look at him and see me smiling back at you. I know you will, you will. You will find yourself repeating things we used to do. I just know you will, you will. Don't wonder if you wanna come back, just come running home to me and let me feel the thrill. 'Cause I'm the one who told you I would love you dear forever, and I will, I will. I will. I will. I'm the one who told you I would love you dear forever, and I will, I will, I will, I will.
We can't remember exactly when we came up with this very, very short text, but we know that it went on to be extraordinarily successful in some strange way. We created a group of posters, most of which were figurative, and one just had this very simple text on it, and that poster outsold all of the rest. We want
2014.
We want our art to bring out the bigot from inside the liberal.
And conversely, to bring out the liberal from inside the bigot.
The London Pictures. For about nearly 5 years, we stole posters from outside of newsagents' shops and from Liverpool Street Station. We stole always the Evening Standard ones, the North London and East London papers. And in the end, we had 3,712 different posters. And when they were split up into their subjects, murder, sex, death, teenage, life, they made up 292 pictures, and we will read you through some of the poster texts. Accused.
Cop accused of sex attack.
Lifesavers accused of stealing from parents.
Pakistani murder triangle. Lovers accused.
Archway couple accused of murder bid.
Mum and boyfriend accused of baby murder.
Accused sex cop trial. Result.
Man 46 accused of killing his mum.
Addict.
Crack addict dwarf battered.
TV chef saves crack addict from jail.
Crazed addict killed teacher with scissors.
Addicts.
Addict's crack deal backfires.
Addicts thrown lifeline.
Borough ban for drug addicts.
Angel.
Angel postman robbed of mail.
Angel double stabbing horror.
Angel rape. Man is charged.
Hunt for angel sex attacker.
Angel bar thieves blitz. Arrested.
Celebrity chef arrested.
Sun editor arrested.
Tory peer arrested.
Top comedian arrested.
Rock star arrested over assault.
Shannon stepdad arrested.
Battered toddler. Millionaire father arrested.
London sex attacks. Man arrested.
Hackney jogger murder. Man arrested.
Police marksman arrested for murder.
Nurse murder. Man arrested.
Arrested straight.
Junkie rocker arrested over photo.
Mullah murder suspect arrested.
Mole man arrested after defying court.
Curry King arrested.
Islington baby death. Mother arrested.
Onion throwing gang arrested.
Arrested dad's death tragedy.
Priest arrested after grave protest. Baby.
Baby for lesbian TV chief.
Miracle baby, con exposed.
Designer baby law chaos.
London baby missing 4 days.
Baby in car theft kidnap.
Swine flu tragedy of baby.
Baby and parents die in arson.
Woman hit by G20 police. Lost baby.
Millionaire baby brokers.
Choose sex of your baby plan.
Sisters executed next to baby. Pictures.
Doctors court plea. Let baby die.
Holloway abandoned baby. Picture.
Baby dies after 4 hours hospital wait.
London couple's designer baby.
Boy aged.
Cycling killers shoot boy 16.
Gang executes London boy 15.
Boy 13 charged with knife murder.
Boy 2 killed by ambulance.
Holloway knife death. Boy 15 arrested.
Boy 16 killed for his dog.
Boy 15 shot dead at home.
Holloway boy 14 stabbed to death.
Hackney boy 14 killed by BMX gang.
London boy 14 dies in knife fight.
Boy 14 killed by BMX gang.
Islington knife killer, ambush boy 16.
Boy 14 killed over dirty look.
Boy 14 killed over his blazer. Boy aged straight.
Movie stardom for schoolboy 13.
Boy of 13 becomes a dad.
Thugs attack birthday boy aged 4.
Father stabs boy aged 4 to death.
Boy 14 admits killing.
Boy 13 charged with murder.
Boy 5 dies in road horror.
Boy 14 stabbed to death.
Boy 13 and GBH arrest.
Boy 15 dies in motorbike crash.
Boy 4 scoops golden ticket.
Boy 10 accused of rape.
Boy 14 in dock overkilling.
Boy 4 car block fall horror.
Boy 13 charged with knife murder.
Boy 11 shot dead first picture.
Boy 2 dies in funfair horror.
Boy 15 in moped crash horror.
Boy 15 in stabbing horror.
Dead.
Wave tragedy, 50 Britons dead.
Hundreds fear dead in floods, dramatic pictures.
Playboy Prince is dead.
Pop legend dead in hotel.
Enron scandal chief dead.
Sex scandal minister dead.
Quake, 33,000 dead.
2,000 dead in tsunami panic.
George Best dead.
Dead straight.
Brown, dead man walking.
Mystery of man dead in front of TV.
Prayers for 173 wartime dead.
Man is found dead in phone box.
Mum's vigil for dead son.
One dead in police chase horror.
Holloway man left dead for weeks.
Mystery of man found dead with bins on heads.
Record crowds honour war dead.
Nowhere left to bury dead.
Heiress found dead in flat.
Knife.
Knife victim's fancy dress funeral.
4 London knife murders in a day.
Knife raiders hold pop star hostage.
Police fury at soft knife courts.
Knife policy in shambles.
Knife crime advert, shocking pictures.
New drive against knife crime.
Boris war on knife crime.
Beat knife crime, special edition.
Hundreds march for knife victim Ben.
TV tycoon bankrolls war on knife crime.
Yet another knife victim.
Knife checks at rail stations.
5 years for carrying a knife.
1,000 knife crime arrests.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on constant delay. Every night you find me tired out and worn. Happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine.
In 2013, we created a huge group of pictures called the Scapegoating Pictures. It was such a big group that we were able to show half of them in London and half of them in Paris. It was a big triptych in each of the shows, and both of them were scattered all over with sentences or mottos or messages, you could say, and we'll read you through them.
Cuddle a cadet.
Keep a catamite.
Castrate the clergy.
Fuck the vicar.
Find a fruit.
Enter the eunuch.
Defecate at the altar.
Ream a reverend.
Hang no homos.
Take a tart.
Parson pedo.
Come on a cannon.
Lick dick.
Kill no queens.
corrupt a choir boy.
Vomit in the vestry.
Toss off in the temple.
Curse all cardinals.
Flirt with a faggot.
Love a duck.
Rent a rent boy.
Give to the godless.
Die shagging.
Padre is a poof.
Shit in the pulpit.
Pray for pimps.
Punch a preacher.
Rape a rabbi.
Avoid all evangelists.
Hello, Mr. Saunders. Mr. Saunders. It's Captain Seddon here. Good morning to you. Hello. Hello, Mr. Saunders.
Hello.
Mr. Saunders. Good morning. It's Captain Seddon. How are you?
Thank you. Good.
Mr. Saunders, I'm sorry to give you bad news. I'm not in any way a freezer engineer, and I therefore never attempt to repair them or work on them. But I am perfectly competent in their use, and I know what they should do. I have given this machine that I bought from you the other day every possible chance. I've tested it on three successive occasions using a freezer thermometer, and it does not freeze at all. It runs at plus 2 degrees centigrade, 2 degrees above the freezing point of water, when it should be working. Hello? Hello, Mr. Saunders?
I'm not Saunders.
Hello? Whom am I speaking to now, please?
This is Potter.
Sorry?
Potter.
Yes. Is that the right number for Mr. Saunders?
No, it's not.
I'm so sorry. Are you 01344-4274? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Am I speaking to 01340894, please?
That's right.
Could I speak to Mr. R. Saunders?
He's out at the moment. Can I help you?
Oh, I see. Whom am I speaking to?
Mrs. Saunders.
Mrs. Saunders, my name is Captain Seddon. I don't know, do you know about a freezer that I bought from him?
Yes, you spoke to me Friday night, wasn't it, when you rang?
Yes, I think that's right. I came and collected it, as you probably know, the other day.
That's right.
Now, I made a silly mistake. Mr. Saunders said that there was no electricity in the garage and we couldn't test it. What I should quite obviously have done was to say, let us bring it to your house, Mr. Saunders, and let us stand it in the road outside and run an extension cable in and run it off your mains to test it. Well, it's something we should have done, but we didn't. Anyway, I took it on trust from him. He gave me a receipt in which he stated it was sold in working order. He assured me it was in working order, and I'm very sorry to tell you it is not.
It's not?
No, it doesn't work at all. I'm not in any way a freezer engineer. I'm a wireless engineer, but I have had freezers since 1958, which is a long time ago, and I know what they should do. And furthermore, I have a freezer thermometer. So I've tested the machine very thoroughly on three successive occasions since I brought it back from him, and I do assure you, and the most recent test I completed only 10 minutes ago, I assure you that it does not freeze at all. It runs at a temperature of plus 2 degrees centigrade, that is 2 degrees above the freezing point of water, whereas freezers should work at between minus 18 degrees and minus 24 degrees. So in other words, it's way above what it should be. It's running in the temperature range of a domestic refrigerator, but not a freezer.
There's no sort of adjustment on the front, is there, to adjust the...
There is a little adjustment. I have...
hold on. There's a technical hitch at this end. Just hang on, please. Are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
I'm sorry about that. There's a technical hitch. This machine doesn't turn itself off at all. It runs and runs and runs and runs and runs continuously. Now, for instance, yesterday it was left running for the whole day, to be quite fair to it and test it really thoroughly. And when I rechecked it late last night, it was still running. It hadn't stopped at all. Now, the combination of the two circumstances, one, that it doesn't go below 2 degrees positive plus, together with the fact that it doesn't turn itself off at all, definitely shows that there is a fault and that the machine is not able to get down to its working temperature. Because if it were to get down to its working temperature, it would definitely shut itself off. So I therefore have to request that I bring it back to you urgently today, and I request Mr. Saunders kindly to reimburse me the money in full as he said he would do. Can you tell me when he will be in today?
Later on,
about late
afternoon, I should think.
Later on when?
Probably sort of later this afternoon, probably about sort of 4 o'clock. Probably about 4 o'clock should be okay.
Right. Now, has he still got the money? I don't want to come and find that he's spent the money.
Oh, no, he's still got that. No, I just don't make it out because I've actually sort of seen it working myself because she used to keep all her food in it when she was going to take it, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I've actually seen it working myself because his girlfriend had it in her bed seat. You know, she used to keep all her food in it, you know.
Yes. Well, I suppose it did work, you see, but it just doesn't now.
You don't think it's got shaken up in the... Did you take it away in a trailer?
I took it on a trailer, quite correctly, yes. Lying carefully on a blanket, properly packed up. And I followed his instruction of letting it stand a long time when I got here. Before
I know they do get shaken up, don't they? I know we bought our one years ago, we were told to let it stand, you know.
Well, you see, if you carry the thing, they do get shaken up and you have to leave them to settle. But I have left it to settle on two separate occasions. Yeah. First of all, I left it to settle a long time when I got here after bringing it back.
Yeah.
And then, on the second test, between the end of the first test and the beginning of the second test, it was left to stand for several hours. So I don't think that can be the explanation. There's some other problem. What it is, I don't know, but it certainly isn't working. And I'm afraid I'm not prepared to get involved in trying to repair a thing which has been sold to me as being in working order. Besides which, I need a freezer immediately. It's no use to me to have a freezer that first has to be repaired before I can use it.
No, I wouldn't have advertised it. I mean, I've actually seen it working myself, but I know these things can be a bit strange when you move them, can't they? Sometimes they're not too happy when they're moved about. But
well, I can assure you that I have freezers. I have had freezers since 1958, which is now, whatever, 37 years ago. And in every case, the freezers have been brought here by me on one and the same trailer, often on much longer journeys than yours came. And they have always worked perfectly. I just leave them standing about 2 or 3 hours and plug them in, and they always work. Every one of them.
I know you're not supposed to lay them down or something, are you?
No, that is not true. It is perfectly in order to lay them down, provided that when you stand them up again, you leave them a certain rest period before you switch them on.
Oh.
That, I can assure you, is the case.
Oh, I thought when we had ours delivered years ago from Iceland, and they said, that when they bring them in these vans, they're all standing upright, you know. And,
well, I mean, in an ideal world, one might possibly do that, but they are frequently laid on their side, I assure you. I have here no
an
less
old,
than two.
Mad, blind, despised, and dying king. Princes, the dregs of their dull race, who flow through public scorn, mud from a muddy spring. Rulers who neither see nor feel nor know, but leech-like to their fainting country cling till they drop blind in blood without a blow. A people starved and stabbed in the untilled field. An army which liberticide and prey makes as a two-edged sword to all who wield. Golden and sanguine laws which tempt and slay. Religion Christless, godless, a book sealed. A senate, time's worst statute unrepealed, are grey. from which a glorious phantom may burst to illumine our tempestuous day. As I lay asleep in Italy, there came a voice from over the sea, and with great power it forth led me to walk in the visions of poesy. I met Murder on the way. He had a mask like Castlereagh. Very smooth he looked, yet grim. 7 bloodhounds followed him. All were fat, and well they might be in admirable plight, for 1 by 1 and 2 by 2 he tossed them human hearts to chew, which from his wide cloak he drew. Next came Fraud, and he had on, like Eldon, an ermined gown. His big tears, for he wept well, turned to millstones as they fell. And the little children, who round his feet played to and fro, thinking every tear a gem, had their brains knocked out by them. Clothed with the Bible, as with light and the shadows of the night, like Sidmouth, next Hypocrisy, on a crocodile rode by. And many more destructions played in this ghastly masquerade, all disguised even to the eyes, like bishops, lawyers, peers, or spies. Last came Anarchy. He rode on a white horse, splashed with blood. He was pale even to the lip, like death in the apocalypse. And he wore a kingly crown, and in his grasp a scepter shone. On his brow this mark I saw: I am God and King and Law. What art thou, Freedom? Oh, could slaves answer from their living graves this demand, tyrants would flee like a dream's dim imagery. Thou art not, as impostors say, a shadow soon to pass away, a superstition and a name echoing from the cave of fame. For the laborer thou art bread, and a comely table spread from his daily labor come in a neat and happy home. Thou art clothes and fire and food for the trampled multitude. No, in countries that are free, such starvation cannot be as in England now we see. To the rich thou art a check. When his foot is on the neck of his victim, thou dost make that he treads upon a snake. Thou art justice. Ne'er for gold may thy righteous laws be sold, as laws are in England. Thou shieldst alike the high and low. Thou art wisdom. Free men never dream that God will damn forever all who think those things untrue of which priests make such ado. Thou art peace. Never by thee would blood and treasure wasted be, as tyrants wasted them, when all leagued to quench thy flame in Gaul. What if English toil and blood was poured forth, even as a flood? It availed, O liberty, to dim but not extinguish thee. Thou art love. The rich have kissed thy feet, and like him following Christ, give their substance to the free, and through the rough world follow thee, or turn their wealth to arms, and make war for thy beloved sake on wealth and war and fraud, whence they drew the power which is their prey. Science, poetry, and thought are thy lamps. They make the lot of the dwellers in a cot so serene they curse it not. Spirit, patience, gentleness, all that can adorn and bless art thou. Let deeds, not words, express thine exceeding loveliness. Ye who suffer woes untold, or to feel or to behold your lost country bought and sold with a price of blood and gold, let a vast assembly be, and with great solemnity declare with measured words that ye are, as God has made ye, free. Rise like lions after slumber in unvanquishable number. Shake your chains to earth like dew which in sleep had fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few.
my military jackets, customized with gold braid, made for my pockets, aids me at the AMB. I got arrested, detested by the military police and the vice squad of Victoria, and news reached the office. I'm a loner so lonely, I take uppers and downers, pills for loners, they're bitter as biting on money, smeared with coke and not honey.
Lonely,
I'm a loner so lonely,
I'm Mr. Lonely.
I take uppers and downers, pills for loners, they're bitter as biting on money, smeared with coke and not honey. The band that I manage, they're a fact and an act from Mersey. I tell you, loving John is like damage, a deep shade of blue that's bluer than lonely. I gave him the lot, smeared with acid, not honey. I'm a loner, so lonely. I stare at the wall. In the hall is a mirror like a blue waterfall. Like a blue waterfall. I have this fixation with red tunic guardsmen. Men with helmets and guns who blackmail my type. I've got money for fun, honey, and give the band hype. In a black tie and suit with a narrow pinstripe.
Lonely,
I'm a loner so lonely,
lonely.
In a Belgravia flat.
I have no
with a cat and house keeper, I take uppers and downers. I don't know where I'm at. Rock's not really my scene. I'm a queen for slick crooners. Torch smalts, all that stuff from tearjerker loses. But I'm in Sergeant Pepper as the voice you don't hear. The one on the way out, the dropped manager. I'm a loner so lonely. I don't fit with the band. With a cat and housekeeper, I take uppers and downers. They don't understand. I've lost business kudos, the slick gloss I had. It's the loneliness hurts, being sad and half mad. Now things turn psychedelic, I've lost all control. LSD turns wallpaper into an Egyptian scroll. I'm a loner so lonely in a Belgravia flat. I don't fit with the band. I take uppers and downers, and they don't understand.
I'm Mr. Lonely,
and they don't understand.
I have nobody.
Overcome with terror. Oh, a torture, ocean of agony and everlasting remorse. Is she lying there, this sweet and lovely creature, cursed like a wicked criminal into the darkness of this prison? Are they despair has unsettled our mind. Our poor child, oh, him, our wretched child, was slain by its own mother. Margarita, Margarita.
What is the voice of my beloved? My dying heart revives at his call.
Margarita.
Despite your roars of laughter, your demons all surround me. I recognize his voice.
Margarita.
His wind, his gentle hand inspires me. I am free.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.